Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Last week, we left Joseph as he was wandering around the fields in his Technicolor dream coat, looking a little lost. He was given a tip that his brothers had moved the flock near Dothan. Welcome back to my series, Joseph, Rachel's Boy. We're about to find out what Joseph's brothers are plotting to do to Joseph. As the Technicolor Dreamcoat approached the camp, the brothers were discussing the demise of their younger sibling. One brother just offered to kill him and throw him into the pit. Reuben, the oldest, gave his 2 cents. Let's not talk about blood. I'd rather just throw him into one of the deeper pits off in the wilderness. But do not lay a hand on him. Reuben was hoping to satisfy his brothers, then rescue Joseph later and return him to his father, keeping in his good graces. When the Technicolor dream coat arrived, they stripped the coat off Joseph and threw him into a pit. The pit was empty and dry, so he was in no danger. That way Reuben could rescue him later. At dinner, one of the brothers noticed there was a caravan of traders passing their way. Judah, one of the brothers, had a great idea. What profit is it for us to kill our brother and cover up his death? Come, let us sell him to the caravan as a slave and make a small profit out of the ordeal. So they pulled Joseph out and sold him off for 20 pieces of silver. The next day, they pulled a goat from the flock and slaughtered it over the Technicolor Dreamcoat, covering it with blood. Now they had evidence that Joseph was killed by a wildebeest who was hiding in one of the pits. When Reuben found out what they had done, he was grief-stricken. What would he tell his father? I mentioned that they hated Joseph, but can you imagine selling your own brother into slavery? I thought blood was thicker than water, but in this case, it's clear they wanted to put an end to their brother and his dreams of ruling over them. Now, what will they tell their father, and what will happen to Joseph, the beloved son? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.